Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Last week we talked about death, and you know, just to revitalize that a little bit, you know, it's not an easy subject, especially when you're the one going through it. And, you know, we are not being insensitive to that. But you know, we still have to live life. And this week we're going to talk about life. So life is a thing where we're born into it. We're half flesh and we're half spirit. We're here to keep that strong, that flesh and that spirit. It's a circle. And that's what I discovered. And it wasn't just I discovered it, you know. Elders have shown the way. The ones that were here before me have pointed the way and shown the way. And have said, this is us. This circle, we're half flesh and we're half spirit. The flesh part is, we're just like a ceremony. Everything is like a ceremony to us. And that's why we do ceremony. To keep that strong. Everything, it's half, the ceremony itself is half flesh. And we talked about that. Let's just talk about marriage. Gotta get the preacher, brides, groom, maids, the reception. No, people, forks, knives, dinner plates, cups, all of those things are about the flesh. We're putting it all together. Rings. And then the spiritual part is when we start to say the words over the ceremony, you know. The words of spirituality. And when we start to talk about how we're going to keep this secret, this marriage, and the things they're going to do. And that's the ceremony. And that's life. So once again, you know, it's half flesh and it's half spirit. It's life. And we gotta pay, you know, attention to that also. Because in our everyday lives, we feel like we get lost. And why are we lost? It's because we're looking. And that's the reason why. You're looking. And as you're looking for life, where can you find it? And you, it's not outside of yourself, that's for sure. It's inside you. You look for your circle, your center. That's what they say. You know, got to center yourself. You go look for that. You go find that. And you always hear that. You go find yourself. It's not that far. If you just sit down and quiet yourself. Quiet your mind, you know, don't worry about all of the drama that's going on around you, outside of yourself. Don't worry about anything what anybody else has said or done or the things that have happened. You just sit down and you quiet yourself and tune yourself into yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. That's for darn sure. And I know you've heard that. You got to do it yourself. You got to get up, clean yourself, and feed yourself. You know, I mean, maybe when you're a child, you know, you had those things done for you, you know, but sooner or later, you know, you gotta live life yourself. And in order to be independent, you got to know how to do those types of things. You got to know how to live. You got to know how to do those things yourself. And just how far you go in life, it depends on how much you clean yourself and how much you value yourself and where you're going and how you're going to get there. They call that life direction. And once again, you know, you're tuning yourself into that, into your own life direction, which, well, what am I doing here? What am I going to do today? What to do? Sometimes we pick up a book. Sometimes we read. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, sometimes it's about making that bird, that little bird feeder that we've been wanting to make. Maybe it's cleaning your shoes. Doing laundry, you know, doesn't have to be super big things, you know, it can be the little things too, you know, that make up your life and what you're doing. Maybe cook that favorite way to make eggs that you like, jeez, you know, or go get a steak at the grocery store because you've been deserving it, yeah. All of those things. Live life. And then bring it home and make the best of it. Cook it with love, you know. All of those things. Yeah, so anyway, all, thank you for tuning on in. Once again, we come to the end of our show. And yeah, we will see you again next week. Aha, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.